Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 17th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm good. If you had told me a couple weeks ago that I would be excited for a Jackson HOH, I would have thought you were crazy. Yet, here we are. I'm excited, and it's a Jackson HOH.
Yeah, we're all crazy.
I know. Who would have thought? Big Brother really does that to you.
Yes. We are here early in the morning. I apologize if you missed us. We had to do a quick schedule change, but it's the same. Just because you're not live, that's fine. You can still watch it. It's better than being late, right?
Yeah, better late than pregnant, I always say.
Better than being pregnant. Live feed update, August 17th. Better than being pregnant. All right. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 59 in the house, and we do have a Jackson HOH. We started the day with Jackson, as we talked about yesterday, reconsidering his plans from the night before. Thinking about putting Cliff on the block, he was thinking, and then that would have been a terrible idea.
Yeah, no, you and Puya covered this at the end of the update as things were rolling in. But thankfully, it seems like Jackson got his sleep and is reconsidering his terrible idea of putting Cliff up on the block. And so it seems like he has narrowed down to Christy and Sis now being the two to go up on the block, which is A-OK with me.
Yes, he finally realized it doesn't make any sense to put Cliff on the block. And so so this is what we have. Holly, though, is a little bit hesitant, it seems. She's like, that would mean that that ends all possibility of the five getting back together. And Jackson's like, whatever, we'll move forward with Cliff, Nicole and Jess.
Yeah, I love it. He's like gives zero Fs. He's like, nope, five's already been done. It's done, which is good. Holly with a little bit of Tommy wanting to get the gang back together. But thankfully, Jackson is just so forceful. He's like, no, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Holly is also going to say about Sis that Sis is going to be pissed. Sis is going to be real pissed when we do this. And Jackson's like, whatever. I don't care. You know what? It's a big move. It's a bold move. It's high risk, high reward. It's a gamble. And I like to gamble.
He just came here to play the game. You know what? He just wants to play. All right. So this is his way of doing that, which he continues to reiterate that same concept throughout the day when it's like, well, I can't play, you know, I'm going to do this. OK, Jackson, you do that.
Yeah, he actually has had a conversation with Holly at some point during the season where he said to her, when we go to Vegas, I'm going to play craps. And if I lose more than a certain amount of money, then I need you to stop me from playing more craps. I have a problem. He's not lying when he says he likes to gamble.
I would think he would get stuck up on the watermelon slot machines, but, you know, maybe if he can have a little bit of laser vision, he can get past those.
He also said to her, he said, man, there's nothing better in this world than really cold watermelon, as he was eating it.
I can't remember if you guys talked about this, but the picture from his HOH room with all the watermelons in it, That's insane. There were so many watermelons. And then he was like eating a baby watermelon as he was cutting a giant watermelon at one point, because you can never have enough watermelon. I thought
eating
that this
the
was
babies.
Like, not the babies. I thought this was just some weird like thing that Big Brother, you know, like Raven was a ghost hunter or whatever. Mm. Like I thought this was going to be one of those things. No, the obsession is real.
Yeah. He's not a fan of cereal, though. So it's at least that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. He also, another one of his big things throughout the day is going to be, you know, this might be my only HOH. So this might be my only opportunity to take the shot that I want to take. This might be my only HOH. It's basically the Big Brother version of YOLO. It's like, you know, you only HOH once, Yo-ho.
Yo-ho, you only HOH once. Yeah. Okay, good. And we can get him some Four Loko and he can like go all out with the outdated YOLO reference.
Yeah. So he's going to go through his talks for the day. He starts with Tommy. He lets Tommy know that he basically has an idea of what he wants to do, but he's not telling a soul. Not a soul. He won't put Tommy up, though, but he might ruffle some feathers.
Okay. And then Tommy's just always like, I'm just so happy for you guys. I'm you needed this. I'm so happy for
you. I'm like obsessed with this whole thing.
I love you guys. I'm obsessed with you.
Jackson also talks to Cliff. He says he wants to know where Cliff, if Cliff is with him. Cliff says, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you. Cliff says, look, I turned down an offer for safety from Jack a couple weeks ago. That was to keep you safe, Jackson. And Jackson says, I love it. I would love to work with you and Nicole. And I hope you know that you will not touch the block unless I 100% know that you won't be going home, which is impossible to know this week. So hopefully that would mean Jackson's not dumb enough to put Cliff or Nicole on the block. But we'll see.
Yeah, Cliff really starts to build the relationship with Jackson. Jackson, Nicole, and Holly and Cliff, the four of them, we see multiple sort of iterations of conversations throughout the day that you see that. I'm not going to call it an alliance because it's not. I think
it's not an alliance
because there's never an alliance. They're just deals. But you get to see these relationships start to form. And this is sort of like the first iteration of that, I think, in tandem with Jackson realizing he should not put Cliff up on the block.
Yeah. Cliff basically says, you know, yes, I made a deal last week because I had to. My life was on the line. But, you know, I've always wanted to move in this direction. And Jackson says, I completely understand that you needed to do what you had to do. I don't fault you. I would, and you know what? I would have less respect for you if you didn't make the deal last week. You know, screw whatever Kat says, essentially. Jackson says, I need to know though. Do I have your vote this week? Will you vote the way that I want? Cliff says, absolutely. 100%. Definitely. The only person I won't vote against is Nicole. And Jackson says, not a problem. It's not going to be an issue for you. In addition to that, what I'm doing will not put you in any tough spots regarding the deal that you made, that you won't be in a position where you have to break your word in order to stay true to me here. And Cliff, appreciate that. Cliff says, appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. So I think with the two of them, this was like definitely a case of sort of feeling each other out a little bit. But, you know, you don't have like the enthusiasm that you maybe see from other players. So it was kind of a funny conversation with like the two of them being a little bit more reserved in their strong, strong desire to work with each other. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, again, this gets solidified a little bit more throughout this conversation.
Yes. So good conversation with Cliff. You know, I talked about like the bedside manner, not always there. If he has room to breathe, he seems to do a good job. You know, he just needs a little more time. If Cliff is there to give you the headlines, you're going to be like, oh no, the world is ending. But if he can talk to you for more than a couple minutes, then you'll be like, oh no, I like Cliff. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah. And he also has sort of a little bit of the subtlety down. So he didn't like necessarily say outright like, oh, I would never vote out Nicole. It was just I would have a hard time voting her out. So I like that approach from him.
Yes. Jackson talks to Sis. He lets her know that she's not his target and she needs to trust him this week because things might get a little dicey. He asks a little bit about last week. He is going to try and get some information about what's been going down. He knows most of it, but there's some information that's gettable here, and he gets it. Sis tells him that it was Nick that came up with the deal for safety, and Nick was the one that approached Cliff about the deal, and that's important because Cliff has been claiming that he did not make the deal himself, that he was approached, and people like Tommy and Christy have been claiming, oh no, Cliff approached us. So Sis spills the beans here. Nope, it was Nick. Nick is the one that did it. And she even cops to the fact that she was involved in the creation of the deal as well. So Jackson gets that bit of information. He'll discuss that with Holly later. It confirms Cliff's story.
Yeah, good work, sis. Actually, this is like a moment of like, oh, okay, thank you for doing all of this, because I think it helps to then further solidify again the relationship with Jackson and Cliff, because now sort of all of that mystery of whether or not it was Cliff, it goes out the window because sis is an idiot. So it's lovely.
Yes. So so then we get Jackson and Christy. It's a lot of fluff from Christy. Oh,
it was such a long conversation, too, about nothing. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go anywhere. It's Jackson. Another one of Jackson's things, you know, I don't owe anybody anything. It was me and Holly against the world. And so now is the time for me to be selfish. And I was like, wait a minute, that sounds similar. That I feel like I've heard that before. Oh, yeah, that's the line he used to break up with Kat.
Yeah, exactly.
Now is the time for me to be, you know, I'm never selfish in my life. So now is the time for me to be selfish. And now is another time for Jackson to be selfish. Only this time we like it.
Yeah, right. I know. It's like, oh, okay. So now that your hatred is directed towards the people that I don't like instead of the minorities in the house, like, okay, now I can stand you at least a little bit, yeah. Even though he's still garbage. But yeah, this was nice to see, of course, because he's such a good guy. We all know that he's such a good guy.
People are so shocked. They're like, oh, he seems so great now. This is what I've been saying all season long. When in the early days of the season, I said, this guy is the most two-faced guy I have seen on Big Brother. He seems so charming and straightforward and decent when he's talking with people. But then when he's like with Jack, you know, talking behind people's backs, that's when the viciousness comes out. Well, Jack's gone now and he's only doing the other thing now. It's not any different from what was happening before. He's just lacking the other side of it.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going after people that, you know, aren't exactly the most popular. So
which also helps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jackson is also going to talk to Nick. He tells Nick he's good, so on and so forth. He talks to Jess. He asks her if she has her vote. She says yes. He hopes that they can work together moving forward. They really, Holly and Jackson, feel like they've got Jess because she has nowhere else to go. Little do they know that Jess doesn't care if she has nowhere else to go. Jess does Jess.
Jess doesn't know where Jess is or where Jess would go if Jess were to need to go to a place. Jess is frustrating. So yeah. That's good.
Jackson talks to Holly after all of his talks. She wonders if he's thinking the same thing now that everything's been confirmed. He says, yes, absolutely. Holly, though, she's been pushing this without pushing it all week long, meaning the last... 24 hours. And she wants Nick on the block. She wants Nick targeted, really, over even Christy, I believe. But Jackson was so hands off during her HOH that she feels like she has to return the favor and can't push too hard. Look, it's your call. You won. It's your decision. So look, I'm just really concerned about Nick. I'm 100% sure he's coming after me next week. And, you know, what if we mended things with Christy and, you know, went to, I don't know, just throwing things. And Jackson's no, I'm not doing that. And I can't put Nick on the block because he'd go home over Christy. And I can't have that. I need Christy gone.
Yeah, Jackson is incredibly stubborn. He wants what he wants and he wants Christy gone. So pretty much he won't listen to anything else or any logic, but not that Holly is really doing a great job pitching this idea
it's
either.
Very light. Like
so
it's,
subtle.
Yeah, it's she. I don't even think that he thinks that he's turning her down. I think that he's just like like trying to explain the logic, and she's, he probably thinks that she's with him more than she actually is.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I can definitely see that.
Yeah. So he says that if Nick won the veto, he would probably say, or try to hint or do something to say, basically, hey, Nick, if you use the veto, then I'm going to put Tommy on the block. That's mm-hmm. how Tommy might end up on the block. Tommy likely not going home if he lands on the block, but could theoretically end up on the block if the veto is used in a certain way. Though I have a feeling that that because Jackson would announce it beforehand, that Nick would not use the veto, I think, because he would want to protect Tommy. And Sis would probably tell him not to anyway, if it went a certain way and some, you know, Tommy went up on the block. But overall, the veto situation is very confusing. There are a lot of different ways that it can go. We're just going to have to wait until that one plays out, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated also because there are a lot of people that want different things. So Nick said, okay, so Nick said he's loyal to Christy and or to Sis and Tommy, not to Christy. So yep. Nick would be okay getting rid of her, of Christy. But then Annalise wants Nick to use the veto on Christy because Annalise thinks that she would stay. So Nick is then has like a conversation later. I'm sure we'll talk about it. But anyway, it's kind of a whole mess situation. Mm-hmm. And
it's very messy.
Yeah, very messy.
Yeah, it's because it also depends on who chooses somebody to play versus their chip getting picked and mm-hmm. who's trying versus not trying, depending on how they entered the competition and what they might do with the veto, depending on what Jackson tells them. So it's really a lot of speculation that I feel like is probably not worth getting into because we'll find out today. But we will talk about Sis's plan for sure. Jackson talks to Cliff after everything, before the nominations. Jackson lets Cliff know You're not going on the block. Yeah, I'm taking a big shot. High risk, high reward. I like to gamble. Big adrenaline rush. I'm only HOH once, et cetera, et cetera. Cliff says, I love it. I'll support you. I'm with you. Moving forward, you know, we're going to make this work. And Jackson leaves and Cliff is pumped. Oh, I love this game. Oh, I hope I'm not getting played, but I think this is going to go the way it's going to go. This is so good. I feel like a boxer. I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. Ah, man, that I'm getting a point from point A to point B, but I'm going the long way. I'm somehow surviving. I'm doing what I can. Oh boy, I love this game.
Yeah, it's like I'm just zigzagging back and forth, but I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get to the end. It's cool. It was just so fun to see passion from someone, considering there are some other people in the house that don't want to be there. So, like, thank you, Cliff, for at least being that passionate voice in the house.
Yes, and he says, look, I've got to do what I've got to do. We never formalized an alliance. And honestly, even if we did, I would still have to do what I have to do. And that includes being devious if I need to.
That's right. Some things need to be done.
Yeah, that quote is for you, Brent. It's, all right. So we also had Nicole and Jess. Now, Nicole has continued to be pretty upset about the comments that were made by Kat. So, based on the retells, obviously we didn't see this on the feeds, based on the retells, they were in the storage room and it was Kat, Jess, and Nicole. And Kat said something along the lines of, like, Nicole is a disgrace. She's disappointed her students, her kids, her family. And that's how Nicole took it, according to Kat. Jess was in the room as well. Now, in the exit interview with Julie, the extended one, Kat does go to say, she says, oh, I was just complimenting Nicole. I was telling her that I was pumping her up, telling her she should do what will make her students and family proud, which even that sort of like watered down version of it sounds like passive aggressively saying, if you don't keep me, then they'll be disappointed in you, because she was also saying that you're just Nick's pawn and you're doing whatever Nick wants. So do what would make your students proud. So even if Kat's best case explanation of this is extremely passive aggressive and definitely saying your kids would be disappointed in you if you don't make this decision. I'm not even convinced that her best case explanation is necessarily the case, given the fact that Jess in this conversation is going to say, just so you know, Nicole, I do not support how Kat was treating you. And I do not agree with the things that she said in that storage room when we were there. That even Jess is backing away from this. And we're going to find out later that Jess is still very much anti-Nicole. So that's not great. And I don't love it.
Yeah, it does make me really wish that we had been able to see those comments for ourselves, because we're having to piece it together from everything that we're seeing. But the fact, like you said, that Jess, who does not like Nicole, is willing to stand up for Nicole when Kat's like not even there. So, yeah, I think that that's pretty crazy. And I think definitely indicates the types of comments that were made by Kat.
Yeah, you know, Jess is going to be defending Kat later in the day and, you know, all these things. So Jess definitely doesn't have exactly a lot of motivation to throw Kat under the bus. Kat says in the exit interview that that Nicole, you know, took it the wrong way and and really misconstrued it to the other house guests unfairly. So we'll see how that goes. Kat also, though, claims that she's also always been working for Nicole and Jess the whole season. She also, at the end of her extended exit interview, says, oh, hold on, Julie, I just need to make a statement about Jackson. Julie goes, Jackson, also known as Mickey. Yes, Jackson known as Mickey. You know, back when things were happening, you know, Christy was saying a lot of things about Jackson and I went along with it. And I just want to say that I don't believe those things. I don't want to besmirch Jackson's name. I don't know what you guys have seen, but he's a good guy and I don't want anyone to think any different because yeah, it was Christy that was saying all of those things about Jackson and Kat was just going along with. Kat is just lying to our faces all throughout this interview. I have no reason to believe that she's telling the truth about the Nicole situation.
Yeah, exactly. It's all over the map. She can't keep her story straight. Everything is changing from interview to interview. So it's really hard to know the actual truth in the situation.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then we get to the nominations, and Sis and Christy are going to be nominated for eviction. Jackson did ask Holly, like, which face should I put first? He wanted to put Christy's face first. And so I believe that is the case. He put Christy's and then Sis's face. And when the feeds come back, Sis and Christy, they're going to spend most of the day in the RV room, just laying in bed together, you know, crying off and on. Oh, it's not fair. So we're only in this position because we're not fake and we protect people and we're good people. And I just miss my friends. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of delusion going on. They also frequently say, we're not throwing a pity party. Oh, I don't want to throw a pity party. I don't want to throw a pity party while they throw a pity party for themselves. And yeah, like, for example, I think Holly walks in on their conversation once. It's like, oh, you know, chit-chat's friendly for a second about like a drink. And then Sis is like, see, that's why I'm not good at this game, because I can't be fake.
I'm just not fake.
Oh, I'm a real person. I'm so authentic.
Yeah, sis, I've just hit a wall. I just want to go home. I just don't want to be here. Christy, if you leave, I can't be here all alone by myself. Christy's later going to talk about, like, you know, sis, when I came into this house, I thought you were just really immature and young, but you've proven to me how mature and responsible you are.
Because she managed to, like, cook a dozen eggs this week. Okay.
She's also complaining about the punishment. Oh yeah, it's so terrible that you had to dress up as a chicken. I mean, look, you can't even look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, that's hard. It's hard, sis.
Oh my gosh, ridiculous. Yeah, again, continues the whole pity party situation. I mean, a lot of sort of like crying off and on, but I wouldn't say like all bawling, just sort of like tearing up every once in a while. So, yes.
All right. So Sis wants to go home. And I think that's important to consider when thinking about her plan later on. Jackson talks to Tommy, though. First, Tommy lets Jackson know that he has to. So Tommy has an interesting play here. He tells Jackson, look, I'm in a tough spot with the veto. I'm probably going to have to fight for it. And if I win it, I probably have to use it. I hope you understand, Jackson. Jackson says, look, I get it. I want you to do what I want people to do, whatever is best for their game. That's what I want. So if that's what's best for your game, I want you to do it. Jackson does try to insinuate, though, that like, hey, you know, using it isn't the greatest idea. Because, you know, jury votes and all. But Tommy, very upfront about the fact that he might need to try and win the veto and then use the veto. But then with his allies, he's actually going in the opposite direction. He's telling them, yeah, it would be best if I didn't win the veto. If it would be best if Nick won the veto or somebody else won the veto, telling them basically like he doesn't really want to win the veto. I think what he's going for here is that, like, he's trying to, Tommy is somebody that is, he tells Jackson Holly this later, that he likes to talk about people like they're in the room. And so, I think he is telling Jackson, like, worst case scenario, to get Jackson to understand that, like, hey, I might win, I might try and I might win. And then if Jackson ever compares notes with Sis or Christy or whoever, then he can say, yeah, Tommy did tell me that he would take you down if he won. Like, you know, Tommy is a loyal guy. In the meantime, though, trying to convince his allies to let him off the hook, like in reality. And so I feel like that's what Tommy's trying to do here, but it was a little confusing to see him go back and forth like that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I guess that's what he could be going for, but I feel like if you're going to go ahead and tell Jackson that you would gun for it and would potentially use it, then why would you not tell your allies the same thing? I mean, you could still throw it if you want, right? Like, I guess I just don't quite understand why then he would prepare his allies for when he betrays them. If you're planning on betraying them, then you can stick with that truth. You don't have to worry about people going back and forth because if you've made a decision to go a certain direction, well, I don't know. It just like didn't really make much sense.
He kind of was like if he did win, he would still use it and he would, you know, he would do the things like, right. But he was trying to convince them that like, maybe it doesn't make sense for that to happen. Like, I think that he's trying to be like, obviously I'm loyal and willing, but does it make sense? And then he can back himself up that he really was genuine about it because look, I even told Jackson. I think that's what he was going for there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that could make sense. I mean, he does have a conversation with like when he's talking to Christy and Sis, and he's essentially, you know, talking about how like, well, you know, I might not target Jackson and Holly essentially next week. Like I have to play my game. And then there's this talk about like, no, you play your game. Like, oh, I'll play my game, blah, 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 whatever. So he does seem to be at least sort of starting to separate himself a little bit instead of like completely gung-ho, yet he continues to say, let's get the six together, which I still want to call it a six, even though there's only five of them. I guess Nick now would be in the group, but he's like very gung-ho about getting the six back together.
Yes. So he talks to Sis and Christy about it. Sis says, you know, if I stay in this house, I am gunning Jackson and Holly. And Tommy says, no, don't do that. If we do that, then they're gonna win. Them, Nicole, Cliff, they're the ones that are gonna win if we do that. No, we can't do that. Can't let them win.
Yeah, I mean, essentially his argument is like, look, if we don't get back together, like Nicole will win this game. Someone from the outside will win this game. Therefore, we have to stick together. And he talks to him, he's like, oh, but I have a different truth than going after Jackson and Holly. Okay. Christy doesn't care. Christy refuses to work with Jackson and Holly again. So, like, thankfully, that will prevent the six from getting back together because that's not what I want to see.
Yeah. Tommy has like an intense rivalry. It's a very one-sided rivalry with Cliff. Cliff has been his target from day one, he says, and it just unfortunately hasn't been able to get him out. It's never made sense. And it's because it's like, you know, Tommy is trying to play, as I've talked about before, trying to play the Casey game, which is interesting to me because I think it's the first time I've ever seen somebody intentionally play the very, very passive, unintentional game. Like we've talked about it all the time. Like, you know, that game where you just kind of sit and ride your way to the end. And it's great because you don't make any enemies and you don't get any blood in your hands and you win the jury vote. But nobody's ever done it intentionally. And I think Tommy's trying to do it intentionally. The problem with that is that if you're not taking the reins of the game, then your big rival adversary that you've been trying to get out forever, you're not going to be able to get them out because you're not taking the game by the reins. So I think he's in this position where he's like, I don't want to let him win. I don't want to let them win. But I can't do anything about it. I can't push too hard.
See, that's the thing is that if you're going to play the Casey game, you have to hope that an ally near you is willing to do what's in your best interest so you don't get the blood on your hands. The problem is that, you know, maybe that was Christy up into a certain point, but now, you know, you have Jackson who's in power. And so, like, Christy has no sway over him. So now, Tommy, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to be passive, but he still wants to push the game, like, in a certain direction? And so, yeah, I think this is why we see, like, it's very difficult to play Casey's game on purpose.
So Tommy leaves. Christy and Sis agree. Something would be wrong with the universe if Holly and Jackson made it to the end of this game. Wrong with the universe. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Sis has a plan. She wants the veto. Now, she has it's a master plan. She's only come up with one other plan in the past. That plan before was when the field trip happened. She was like, hey, I have a plan. I'm going to lose the field trip competition. So I go on the block instead of Christy because I can stay and Christy can't. So now she's come up with her second plan of the season. And this plan is, I want to stay on the block instead of Christy because I can stay and Christy can't.
Yes. And what's great about this is it's totally wrong. And that's funny. And I like laughing at Sis. It also follows the same logic that she used previously, which is essentially, I will stay because I guess she thinks that everybody likes her and that, of course, someone else would go.
I think the frame of mind begins with just the vague sense of, well, Christy's a big target, so she would leave. I'm not a big target, so I would stay, because like doing the math is too hard. And then when she tells Nick later, and Nick's like, no, that's stupid, you'd leave. She's like, no, I wouldn't. He's like, yes, you would. And she's like, but I wouldn't. She's like, count the votes. She's like, well, I would have,
I would have
Holly. Holly promised me that she would vote to keep me next to Jackson like a month and a half ago. So I'm pretty sure that I would have Holly's vote. So I would stay.
Yeah, that's probably definitely still true. Yeah, I mean, the fact that she comes up with this plan when she's talking to Christy. Of course, like, what's Christy going to say? Like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Christy's like, you know what? That's brilliant, actually, because Holly definitely will vote for you. I mean, she promised. So obviously there's no way you'd go home, Sis. There's no way. She would look so bad to America if she went back on that. You would definitely stay. This is a great idea, Sis.
Yeah, this is a great idea, Sis. The fact that the idiot Nick is the one trying to tell you that this is a terrible idea, I think that should maybe indicate something to you that this is indeed a terrible idea if Sis was somehow acting in her best interest. But I think maybe Sis's best interest is just to go to the jury house because she does talk a lot about Kat and Jackson or Jack being together. So, you know, she even says she's like, well, you know, that's a risk that I'm willing to take getting voted out. She also doesn't want to be in the house without Christy. So what you gonna do?
Yeah. Nick says, why are you giving up your game for Christy? And Sis is like, it's not. It's smart.
She's so smart.
So that's Christy's plan. Or sorry, yes. You know what? It's Christy's plan. So Jackson and Nick talk. Nick says he's in a tough spot with the veto. If Sis picks him, he'll feel obligated to use it on her. Jackson tries his jury management argument, but it doesn't really go anywhere. Nick just kind of hopes he's not picked. He'll later confirm with Tommy that he really just doesn't want to be picked. He would be better off not winning this veto if possible. But he also doesn't want to go up on the block, and he feels like that's definitely a possibility if he doesn't win and the veto's used. So honestly, I feel like Nick is trying to just get through this week, sending Christy out the door and keeping Sis and Tommy and himself and Nicole safe. He's going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. But if Sis picks him for the veto, he will feel obligated to try, win, and use it on her, which could lead to some interesting scenarios.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because Tommy and Nick are sort of in a similar position where, like, I don't think either of them would necessarily want to use it because it would force their hand. However, they both know that they could be potential renoms. So they're sort of having to deal with, like, reconciling those two different concerns of being forced to, you know, expose, like, who they're closer with, but at the same time risk going up on the block. So, I mean, honestly, I don't think either of them would probably try to win, but if it is hide and go veto, like they seem to think it is, that can come down to luck, not necessarily skill.
Yes. Unless you're Brett. Jackson, Nicole, Cliff, and Holly get together up in the HOH room, and they start to formalize a sort of deal, not an alliance, but some kind of working together, us four, maybe plus Jess, get to the toward the back half of the endish kind of thing. Very vague, but they want to work together moving forward. A lot of the same discussion happening about that. Jackson wanted to get both Nicole and Cliff up at the same time to really reinforce that they're together, just like him and Holly are together, and that this is sort of like an equal partnership. Cliff says, you know what? Cliff says, you'll find a loyalty with us that you won't find elsewhere. You know, we've been bottom feeders this whole time. You know, we're just looking for a home to land in, which is obviously not true.
For some reason, when you said that, the only thing I could picture was Cliff's face on like a barbecue sauce like bottle being like, the loyalty you get from us, like greater than you'll find anywhere else, something like that. Like that's their marketing strategy.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that popped in my head. But yeah, it was funny watching them talk about sort of the really vague I don't know, like structure of the way this deal is going to work. It's like, okay, so we're definitely going to have each other's backs for next week, hopefully the week after, then we'll reevaluate, maybe just through the DE, like,
no, definitely
really funny.
Through the double eviction. Okay. But yeah, these people are very slow. They've been burned so many times with making deals and then breaking them immediately. So they like to be very slow, but we've got plenty of time. We'll continue our talks throughout the week as things progress. So we'll see where this goes, but it's definitely an intriguing possibility. It's a much, much better spot for Cliff and Nicole than the other spot, which is why they're interested in it. They will hopefully be able to continue to ride the middle, I'm assuming is what they're thinking, or at least what Cliff is thinking. And so, things are looking up here for Cliff. After Cliff and Nicole leave, Holly and Jackson say, feel good about that.
Yay. Yeah. I do too. And it was a good thing that Jess wasn't in the room. I'm happy that it was just the four of them.
Mm-hmm. So Nick and Tommy are going to talk. This is when Nick confirms that he really doesn't want to get picked. And then we get to Jess, Sis, and Christy late in the night. And this is our confirmation that Jess is still firmly anti-Nicole. Jess says that Kat told her that Nicole wants her out. Nicole wants Jess out. Nicole is targeting Jess, and Jess believes it. So Jess is going to just dump everything on Nicole in this conversation with Christy and Sis. She very much wants to work with Christy and Sis, it seems. She says, hey, Nicole was the cause of the blow up the other night. Nicole is the one that was laughing about, or that was crying. She was crying about you guys laughing about Cliff. Just so you know, she was crying. It was her. It was all Nicole. And Holly agreed with it, but it was all Nicole. You know, Nicole is working with Nick, and how dare she? For she claims to say she stands up for like bullying and stuff, but then she works with Nick. Like, that's so hypocritical. She disappoints me. I'm just not okay with this. And again, this takes about an hour. But she gets there. And Christy's just like, wow. I guess I don't know anyone in this house. I'm so shocked about this with Nicole. This is terrible.
I just want to take a second to recap sort of the big picture here. So let's think back to when Nicole told Jess something. There was no benefit to Nicole telling Jess apart from showing loyalty. So Nicole has demonstrated to Jess she is loyal to her. And yet, for some reason, Jess then goes and turns to the two people who are on the block who don't have power this week and continues to berate Nicole. What? Like, this woman just demonstrated loyalty to you, yet you go blow up her game, and then you're going to continue to complain about her to the two people that are on the block. Like, it just genuinely doesn't make any sense if you were thinking logically, but, you know, that's not apparently a thing that Jess is capable of.
Yeah. Christy has a you know, when Jess brings up the laughing at Cliff thing, Sis is like, oh my God, that never happened. And then Christy goes, just so you know, that was... I mean, yes, we did. Like, I put my hand on Sis's knee and we kind of like did a thing. But that was like, that was my heart. That was me like, oh, he's trying so hard. You know, he loves this game. Like, ha ha. So
I don't know.
That's some cat level of trying to spin the events there, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. But, you know, Jess buys it, of course. Like, of course.
Jess. Jess is OK. So, you know, we need to come up with some way to get Nicole on the block this week. That's how we save everyone here. We need to convince Jackson somehow to put Nicole on the block, and then we can vote Nicole out. Jess, very much a vote to evict Nicole, and Nicole realizes it. Nicole, when she's alone, is counting the votes. If she goes up, she goes, okay, if I'm up on the block next to Sis, or Christy, really, then it's, you know, Cliff and Holly would vote to keep me. Tommy, Sis, or Christy would vote to evict me. Nick would vote to evict me. Jess would vote to evict me. I'd go home. So for Jess to claim that Nicole is playing the game for Nick, no, Nicole does not trust Nick here. She thinks that Nick would vote her out. She recognizes that. And she also recognizes that Jess would now vote her out. So good for Nicole there, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicole has a conversation with Nick at some point in the night, and they're like laying on the bed together. And like, Nicole is essentially telling Nick, like, hey, look, if you use the veto on Sis, like, there's a good chance that I would go up. And he just doesn't seem to care. Like, that should tell you, which Nicole clearly deduces, that Nick clearly has like loyalties elsewhere. And that Nicole is not his priority.
Yes. So unfortunately, though, Jax and Holly still feel like they have Jess. That doesn't seem to be the case. Jess is pretty anti Holly, very pro Christy, as she always really has been. So it seems as though even if Christy or Sis leave, Jess is probably just going to step in and replace them potentially to some degree. Obviously, she'd very much be on the bottom of that, but Jess don't mind.
I just don't get, for someone who preaches women empowerment, let's make an all women's alliance, and yet she hates Holly and Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Like, I don't care what blind morals you want to stick to. That's fine. Do that. But be consistent. Come on, Jess.
Yes. Jess just needs to let's just chill about this. Nicole told Jess this information because she loves her. And Nicole felt bad, told Jess, and Jess has now completely turned around and just stabbed Nicole so many times. How dare you?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
How dare you feel bad for me and tell me information? So Nicole did try to hint to Holly and Jackson, like, because Jackson again said, like, hey, if I think you guys are going to leave, I won't put you on the block. And Nicole was like, I was running through the numbers and I wasn't looking great, but they kind of talked over it. Jackson did talk to Holly about, like, I don't know if I can risk putting them on the block. Again, I have a feeling that, I mean, it's pretty obvious that they shouldn't risk Nicole or Cliff on the block. So I would expect that it wouldn't happen regardless of the outcome of the veto. But it is something to be concerned about if you want Christy or Sis to go home. That if they are dumb enough to do it, then those people will go home next to Sis or Christy because Jess is not reliable.
Yeah, exactly. I think the last thing that I heard from Jackson was that there are only four people that could be potentially touching the block, and it's going to be Sis and Christy. They're already up there. Tommy and Nick are the other two. So I'm really hoping that that's something that he sticks with, especially yes. because his decisions have been getting better over the course of his HOH yeah. reign. So all things looking up.
Looking up. Hopefully everything's good there, because that's definitely the way to go about it. I'm just a little scared because it took so long to get there, and they do have faith in Jess that is unwarranted. So we'll have to wait and see about that. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Liana?
Okay, I do have one other thing. It's not from the feeds, but it is Big Brother 21 related. So. The co-host of the B&B, Mike Bloom, my co-host, his birthday is on Monday, and I got him a cameo from Sam Smith for his birthday. And in the cameo, Bella was also there. And Sam described Bella and Nick's relationship as a breakup. So I think it is pretty official that they are definitely done. So all the talk of, you know, in the house when Nick is like cuddling Sis and Tommy's like, oh, are you allowed to? And then feeds cut, that kind of stuff. Well, they're broken up. So I think Nick doesn't know that, but he'll find out at some point.
Breaking cameo news.
Breaking. I know. It was crazy. It was very exciting. And the like 40-second clip I got from Sam.
Well, that's Sam's description. But
that's true. Bella was there, though. So, yeah, it's a good cameo. If you get a chance to go check it out, they tell us to keep feeding the positive.
Send the positive. All right. That's what I've got for you this morning. Thank you for joining us. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. I promise to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. We're going to get the veto. At some point, could be that hide and go veto. So that one takes a long time. So feeds might be down for a while if it is that. If not, we'll get some kind of results. Should be interesting. There are a lot of different ways this week can play out depending on their veto results. So we'll have to wait and see about that. And then tomorrow night, we will be live to recap the Sunday night episode with Kemi. Very excited about Kemi.
Yes. So you can find me on social media at Liana Boris. Mike and I recorded an episode of the B&B with Mary from the live feed update. So Mary Krakowski joined us to play some Mad Libs in honor of Sis and do some other fun things. So definitely check that out. It should be posted soon. And if for those of you who are watching International Survivor, I'm going to be on the South Africa podcast with Shannon Gates and Mike Bloom to talk about everything with that season.
Are you going to South Africa to record it?
I wish. No, yeah. No. I'm going to be right here in my bedroom.
That's the way to do it, I guess.
I suppose. I don't want to leave the house, so I'd rather.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I will see you next time.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.